When actor Alauddin Ullah went to Los Angeles, he would keep auditioning for the usual brown-skinned roles, taxi drivers, terrorists, and the like.
I said, why aren't you making any films about dishwashers, men who came to this country with nothing and opened up restaurant business? And I remember the person, I don't know that story. I've never heard of it before.
That was his own father's story, from a village in Bengal to a laborer on a ship to being a dishwasher in New York, who ultimately set up his own Indian restaurant. The American dream? Except there's a catch. He came to New York at a time when the Asian Exclusion Act was in full force, an act designed expressly to keep people like him out of America. From 1917 till immigration reform in 1965, says filmmaker Vivek Bald.
And that's exactly the period that Alauddin's father had come to the U.S. and lived out his life. When Alauddin told me that he'd been here since the 1920s, that he lived in Spanish Harlem, that he married a woman from Puerto Rico, that story was so different from any other story I'd heard.
That story is now the subject of the documentary In Search of Bengali Harlem by Vivek Bald and Alauddin Ullah. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Alauddin's father married a Puerto Rican woman and had children. Years after she died, he went to Bangladesh and married a young woman. He was already in his 60s. Alauddin is a son from that marriage. He says his father rarely talked about his early life.
I think he had some friends over and I was eavesdropping. He said they came on a boat and that when they came on a boat, it was undocumented, and they would get, through some friends, they would all go to the Lower East Side and there would be like six or seven of them in the room.
And get a job as a dishwasher, perhaps, and work their way up. In a segregated America, they found shelter in racially mixed neighborhoods like Harlem. And sometimes they found love. The widow of one of Alauddin's father's friends remembers the handsome South Asian man she married.
I didn't care. I was going for the good. I didn't care where he was from.
Alauddin didn't think it strange at all that he had so many South Asian uncles and Puerto Rican or black aunties. Interfaith households like his friend Nurul's were just part of his world.
Father was Muslim. His mother was black from the South. They were, they went to churches to learn Christianity and be Catholic, but yet their father was Muslim.
Vivek Bald.
I think it's important not to think about that in terms of loss, right? Because every generation is a regeneration, and every generation in diaspora is something new.
And they got a ringside view into race politics in 60s America in their Indian restaurants where Malcolm X's friends and followers would hang out.
So I felt like they were getting an education of, America in the streets through the Nation of Islam and activists that were frequenting their restaurants.
Alauddin's half-brother remembers them as a regular family going to the beach, except...
And you know how now people bring fried chicken and all that? But we bring pot of curry, rice.
Listening to those stories, Vivek Bald started wondering if Alauddin's father was the exception or...
Whether he was part of this, larger migration that had gone unrecorded. So there was a long stretch because I decided to go into, I made this odd choice of, as a filmmaker, of deciding to go into graduate school later in life, specifically to do the historical research for a documentary.
His conclusion?
In my estimation, the number of men who were working on British steamships... from what was then British colonial India, who jumped ship in ports like New York and Philadelphia and Baltimore over the period from the 1910s to the 1940s, was actually in the thousands.
Many went back and forth from the homeland. Some put down roots, created families. But these men, undocumented, tried to disappear into America's cities, says Vivek.
I use the term Bengali Harlem, but that's a made-up term. There was no, in some ways, I started using that term ironically as a marker for a neighborhood that never existed, because Bengali Harlem consisted of all these various different families that were so embedded within African-American and Puerto Rican communities.
Now, the neighborhood that never existed on a map exists as a film. And Alauddinullah looks in amazement at a picture of all the families gathered for a dinner.
This is my dad's community. Bengali, African-American, Puerto Rican, Muslim, Catholic, documented, undocumented, all packed into the Pakistan League headquarters on the Lower East Side. They all built that world together.
In Search of Bengali Harlem premieres on Saturday, May 14th at the Great Star Theater in San Francisco as part of CAM Fest. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.